Dowing. The way you can go isn't the real way. The name you can say isn't the real name. Heaven and earth begin in the unnamed. Name's the mother of the 10,000 things. So the unwanting soul sees what's hidden, and the ever-wanting soul sees only what it wants. Two things, one origin, but different in name, whose identity is mystery. Mystery of all mysteries. The door to the hidden. Soul food. Everybody on earth, knowing that beauty is beautiful, makes ugliness. Everybody knowing that goodness is good, makes wickedness. For being and non-being arise together. Hard and easy complete each other. Long and short shape each other. High and low depend on each other. Note and voice make the music together. Before and after follow each other. That's why the wise soul does without doing, teaches without talking. The things of this world exist. They are. You can't refuse them. To bear and not to own, to act and not lay claim, to do the work and let it go. For just letting it go is what makes it stay. Hushing. Not praising the praiseworthy keeps people uncompetitive. Not prizing rare treasures keeps people from stealing. Not looking at the desirable keeps the mind quiet. So the wise soul governing people would empty their minds, fill their bellies, weaken their wishes, strengthen their bones, keep people unknowing, unwanting, keep the ones who do know from doing anything. When you do not doing, nothing's out of order. Sourceless. The way is empty, used but not used up. Deep, yes, ancestral to the 10,000 things. Blunting edge, loosing bond, dimming light. The way is the dust of the way. Quiet, yes, and likely to endure. Whose child, born before the gods? Useful emptiness. Heaven and earth are not humane. To them, the 10,000 things are straw dogs. Wise souls are not humane. To them, the 100 families are straw dogs. Heaven and earth act as a bellows, empty yet structured. It moves, inexhaustibly giving. Thank you. what is complete. The valley spirit never dies. Call it the mystery, the woman. The mystery, the door of the woman, is the root of earth and heaven. Forever this endures, forever. And all its uses are easy. Dim brightness. Heaven will last. Earth will endure. How can they last so long? They don't exist for themselves, and so can go on and on. So wise souls, leaving self behind, move forward, and setting self aside, stay centered. Why let the self go? To keep what the soul needs. Easy by nature. True goodness is like water. Water's good for everything. It doesn't compete. It goes right to the low, loathsome places, and so finds the way. For a house, the good thing is level ground. In thinking, depth is good. The good of giving is magnanimity. Of speaking, honesty. Of government, order. The good of work is skill, and of action, timing. No competition, so no blame. Being quiet. Brim fill the bowl, it'll spill over. Keep sharpening the blade. You'll soon blunt it. Nobody can protect a house full of gold and jade. Wealth, status, pride are their own ruin. To do good, work well, and lie low is the way of the blessing. Techniques. Can you keep your soul in its body? Hold fast to the one, and so learn to be whole. Can you center your energy and be soft, tender, and so learn to be a baby? Can you keep the deep water still and clear so it reflects without blurring? Can you love people and run things and do so by not doing? Opening, closing the gate of heaven. Can you be like a bird with her nestlings, piercing bright through the cosmos? Can you know by not knowing? To give birth, to nourish, to bear and not to own, to act and not lay claim, to lead and not to rule. This is mysterious power. The uses of knot. 30 spokes meet in the hub. Where the wheel isn't is where it's useful. Hollowed out, clay makes a pot. Where the pot's not is where it's useful. Cut doors and windows to make a room. Where the room isn't, there's room for you. So the profit in what is in the use of what isn't. Not wanting. The five colors blind our eyes. The five notes deafen our ears. The five flavors dull our taste. Racing, chasing, hunting drives people crazy. Trying to get rich ties people in knots. So the wise soul watches with the inner, not the outward eye. Letting that go, keeping this. Shameless. To be in favor or disgrace is to live in fear. To take the body seriously is to admit one can suffer. What does that mean, to be in favor or disgrace is to live in fear? Favor debases. We fear to lose it, fear to win it. So to be in favor or disgrace is to live in fear. What does that mean, to take the body seriously is to admit one can suffer? I suffer because I'm a body. If I weren't a body, how could I suffer? So, people who set their bodily good before the public good could be entrusted with the commonwealth. And people who treated the body politic as gently as their own body would be worthy to govern the commonwealth. Celebrating mystery. Look at it. Nothing to see. Call it colorless. Listen to it. Nothing to hear. Call it soundless. Reach for it. Nothing to hold. Call it intangible. Triply undifferentiated. It merges into oneness. Not bright above. Not dark below. Never. Oh, never can it be named. It reverts, it returns to unbeing. Call it the form of the unformed, the image of no image. Call it unthinkable thought. Face it, no face. Follow it, no end. Holding fast to the old way, we can live in the present. Mindful of the ancient beginnings, we hold the thread of the Tao. People of power. Once upon a time, people who knew the way were subtle, spiritual, mysterious, penetrating, unfathomable. Since they're inexplicable, I can only say what they seemed like. Cautious, oh yes, as if wading through a winter river. Alert, as if afraid of the neighbors. Polite and quiet, like house guests. Elusive, like melting ice. Blank, like uncut wood. Empty, like valleys. mysterious. Oh, yes, they were like troubled water. Who can, by stillness, little by little, make what's troubled grow clear? Who can, by movement, little by little, make what's still grow quick? To follow the way is not to need fulfillment. Unfulfilled, one may live on, needing no renewal. Returning to the root. Be completely empty. Be perfectly serene. The 10,000 things arise together. In their arising is their return. Now they flower, and flowering sink homeward, returning to the root. The return to the root is peace. Peace to accept what must be, to know what endures. In that knowledge is wisdom. Without it, ruin, disorder. To know what endures is to be open-hearted, magnanimous, regal, blessed, following the Tao, the way that endures forever. The body comes to its ending, but there is nothing to fear. Acting simply. True leaders are hardly known to their followers. Next after them are the leaders the people know and admire. After them, those they fear. After them, those they despise. To give no trust is to get no trust. When the work's done right, with no fuss or boasting, ordinary people say, "Oh, we did it." Second best. In the degradation of the great way come benevolence and righteousness. With the exaltation of learning and prudence comes immense hypocrisy. The disordered family is full of dutiful children and parents. The disordered society is full of loyal patriots. Raw silk and uncut wood. Stop being holy. Forget being prudent. It'll be 100 times better for everyone. Stop being altruistic. Forget being righteous. People will remember what family feeling is. Stop planning. Forget making a profit. There won't be any thieves and robbers. But even these three rules needn't be followed. What works reliably is to know the raw silk, hold the uncut wood. Need little, want less. Forget the rules. Be untroubled. Being different. How much difference between yes and no? What difference between good and bad? What the people fear must be feared. Oh, desolation, not yet, has it reached its limit? Everybody's cheerful, cheerful as if at a party or climbing a tower in springtime. And here I sit, unmoved, clueless, like a child, a baby too young to smile. Forlorn, forlorn, like a homeless person. Most people have plenty, I'm the one that's poor, a fool right through, ignorant. Most people are so bright. I'm the one that's dull. Most people are so keen. I don't have the answers. Oh, I'm desolate, at sea, adrift, without harbor. Everybody has something to do. I'm the clumsy one, out of place. I'm the different one. For my food is the milk of the mother. The empty heart. The greatest power is the gift of following the way alone. How the way does things is hard to grasp, elusive. Elusive, yes, hard to grasp, yet there are thoughts in it. Hard to grasp, yes, elusive, yet there are things in it. Hard to make out, yes, and obscure, yet there is spirit in it. Veritable spirit. There is certainty in it. From long, long ago till now, it kept its name. So it saw the beginning of everything. How do I know anything about the beginning? By this. Growing downward. Be broken to be whole. Twist to be straight. Be empty to be full. Wear out to be renewed. Have little and gain much. Have much and get confused. So wise souls hold to the one and test all things against it. Not showing themselves, they shine forth. Not justifying themselves, they're self-evident. Not praising themselves, they're accomplished. Not competing, they have in all the world no competitor. What they used to say in the old days, be broken to be whole, was that mistaken? Truly, to be whole is to return. Nothing and naught. Nature doesn't make long speeches. A whirlwind doesn't last all morning. A cloudburst doesn't last all day. Who makes the wind and rain? Heaven and earth do. If heaven and earth don't go on and on, certainly people don't need to. The people who work with Tao are Tao people. They belong to the way. People who work with power belong to power. People who work with loss belong to what's lost. Give yourself to the way, and you'll be at home on the way. Give yourself to power, and you'll be at home in power. Give yourself to loss, and when you're lost, you'll be at home. To give no trust is to get no trust. Proportion. You can't keep standing on tiptoe or walk in leaps and bounds. You can't shine by showing off or get ahead by pushing. Self-satisfied people do no good. Self-promoters never grow up. Such stuff is to the Tao as garbage is to food or a tumor to the body. Hateful. The follower of the way avoids it. Imagining mystery. There is something that contains everything. Before heaven and earth, it is. Oh, it's still unbodied, all on its own, unchanging, all pervading, ever moving. So it can act as the mother of all things. Not knowing its real name, we only call it the way. If it must be named, let its name be great. Greatness means going on. Going on means going far. And going far means turning back. So they say the way is great, heaven is great, earth is great, and humankind is great. Four greatnesses in the world, and humanity is one of them. People follow earth. Earth follows heaven. Heaven follows the way. The way follows what is. Power of the heavy. Heavy is the root of light. Still is the master of moving. So wise souls make their daily march with the heavy baggage wagon. Only when safe in a solid, quiet house do they lay care aside. How can a lord of 10,000 chariots let his own person weigh less in the balance than his land? Lightness will lose him his foundation. Movement will lose him his mastery. Skill. Good walkers leave no track. Good talkers don't stammer. Good counters don't use their fingers. The best doors unlocked and unopened. The best knots not in a rope and can't be untied. So wise souls are good at caring for people, never turning their back on anyone. They're good at looking after things, never turning their back on anything. There's a light hidden here. Good people teach people who aren't good yet. The less good are the makings of the good. Anyone who doesn't respect a teacher or cherish a student may be clever, but has gone astray. There's a deep mystery here. Turning back. Knowing man and staying woman, be the riverbed of the world. Being the world's riverbed of eternal, unfailing power is to go back again to be newborn. Knowing light and staying dark, be a pattern to the world. Being the world's pattern of eternal, unerring power is to go back again to boundlessness. Knowing glory and staying modest, be the valley of the world. Being the world's valley of eternal, inexhaustible power is to go back again to the natural. Natural wood is cut up and made into useful things. Wise souls are used to make into leaders. Just so, a great carving is done without cutting. Not doing. Those who think to win the world by doing something to it, I see them come to grief. For the world is a sacred object. Nothing is to be done to it. To do anything to it is to damage it. To seize it is to lose it. Under heaven, some things lead, some follow. Some blow hot, some cold. Some are strong, some weak. Some are fulfilled, some fail. So the wise soul keeps away from the extremes, excess, extravagance. Not making war. A Taoist wouldn't advise a ruler to use force of arms for conquest. That tactic backfires. Where the army marched, grow thorns and thistles. After the war come the bad harvests. Good leaders prosper, that's all, not presuming on victory. They prosper without boasting or domineering or arrogance. Prosper because they can't help it. Prosper without violence. Things flourish, then perish. Not the way. What's not the way soon ends. Against war. Even the best weapon is an unhappy tool, hateful to living things. So the follower of the way stays away from it. Weapons are unhappy tools not chosen by thoughtful people, to be used only when there is no choice. And with a calm, still mind, without enjoyment. To enjoy using weapons is to enjoy killing people. And to enjoy killing people is to lose your share in the common good. It is right that the murder of many people be mourned and lamented. It is right that a victor in war be received with funeral ceremonies. Sacred power. The way goes on, forever nameless. Uncut wood, nothing important. Yet nobody under heaven dare try to carve it. If rulers and leaders could use it, the 10,000 things would gather in homage. Heaven and earth would drop sweet dew, and people, without being ordered, would be fair to one another. To order, to govern, is to begin naming. And when names proliferate, it's time to stop. If you know when to stop, you're in no danger. The way in the world is as a stream to a valley, a river to the sea. Kinds of power. Knowing other people is intelligence. Knowing yourself is wisdom. Overcoming others takes strength. Overcoming yourself takes greatness. Contentment is wealth. Boldly pushing forward takes resolution. Staying put keeps you in position. To live till you die is to live long enough. Perfect trust. The great way runs to left, to right, the 10,000 things depending on it, living on it, accepted by it. Doing its work, it goes unnamed. Clothing and feeding the 10,000 things, it lays no claim on them and asks nothing of them. Call it a small matter. The 10,000 things return to it, though it lays no claim on them. Call it great. So so, the wise soul, without great doings, achieves greatness. Humane power. Hold fast to the great thought, and all the world will come to you, harmless, peaceable, serene. Walking around, we stop for music, for food. But if you taste the way, it's flat, insipid. It looks like nothing much. It sounds like nothing much. And yet, you can't get enough of it. The small, dark light. What seeks to shrink must first have grown. What seeks weakness surely was strong. What seeks its ruin must first have risen. What seeks to take has surely given. This is called the small, dark light. The soft, the weak prevail over the hard, the strong. Over all. The way never does anything, and everything gets done. If those in power could hold to the way, the 10,000 things would look after themselves. If even so they tried to act, I'd quiet them with the nameless, the natural. In the unnamed, in the unshapen, is not wanting. In not wanting is stillness. In stillness, all under heaven rests.